Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul and I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. I'm so thankful that you've chosen to join us today. I really value the opportunity to do this each and every week, and I do pray that it's an encouragement to you as you start your day, as you go into your week, to spend some time in the Word, to spend some time in prayer. Well, this past Sunday at Marion, we closed out the Kingdom Values series, and I think I've said this a couple times now, but just to make sure we're on the same page, we approached the Kingdom Values series at Marion a little bit differently just because of our sort of phase of life as a campus. You know, we're a new campus, and so while we did spend a week on generosity, which was so good for our souls, so good for my soul, challenging to my soul, we really asked the question throughout the series, or had the big idea, I should say, of, you know, citizens of the kingdom should value living like their king. And that's a really important point. You know, Jesus invites us into his kingdom through faith. We enter into the spiritual reign and rule of Jesus over our lives through faith. That's a here and now reality. And at the same time, the scriptures, the Bible is really clear that we should also seek to become more and more like Jesus over time. That's a huge, huge deal in the Christian life. And so to close the series out, we really went into chapter 13 of the Gospel of John, and that was sort of a springboard into chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17 as well, which was, I'll admit, probably way too much content, but I couldn't help myself. But Jesus says in 13, it's this interesting point because in these four chapters, Jesus sort of has a farewell speech, in a sense, to his disciples. He knows he's about to be arrested and crucified. And while he also knows that he'll spend time with them after his resurrection, he uses this moment to really restate much of what he's already taught them, perhaps even clarify, and to really give some depth of information on what it is he has done, how it is he has loved them to the end. And that's really where we focused in. And Jesus has this one new thing he says that's really caught my attention and I think should catch yours as well. And so in chapter 13, in verse 34, Jesus says this, a new commandment. Anytime Jesus says something new, our ears should perk up, right? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. Now you're like, okay, got it. And then you're also like, wait a minute, I've heard this command before. There's nothing new about this, at least it might seem. And you would be right. You know, the command to love one another, that's thousands of years old. That's as old as Israel itself. If you go back to Israel's sort of founding documents in the book of Leviticus, in chapter 19, verse 18, it says, you shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord, the text says. And so you begin to ask, okay, well, what's so new? And the newness is not that we should love one another. The newness is that we should love one another in the same way that Jesus loved us. And that is both amazing and really challenging because Jesus loved us perfectly. And you could have a million answers to that question. How did Jesus love us? Well, you know, ultimately Jesus loved us by sacrificing himself on the cross, taking the penalty for our sins. Amen. That is the ultimate answer. And yet Jesus then goes into these next three or four chapters and he really unpacks the way in which he has loved us. And so what we did is we actually spent, you know, Sunday sort of first asking that question, okay, well, how did Jesus love us? And I could have gone all over the scriptures, but I tried to stay within the immediate context of this farewell speech. And I sort of went through all of these different ways. And I'll just give one example today because it's just too much. And this Drivecast will be 35 minutes long. But in seeing then how Jesus loves us, we also then see how we need to love others. And so, for example, you know, I'm going to paraphrase here and summarize, but Jesus talks about, hey, I'm going to go away. And my Father's house has many rooms. I'm going to prepare those rooms for you, and then I'm going to bring you with me. All right. And so the point I made was, look, Jesus brings us to God. And so the illustration to hopefully understand that is imagine there's this incredible house you see, and you're like, man, that house is awesome. And so you solo walk up to that house, you walk through the big gate, and the door happens to be unlocked and you walk in uninvited. Well, if you walk into a house uninvited, I mean, you're sort of asking for some negative consequences. Like, worst case scenario, you get shot. Maybe best case scenario is you get arrested. You know, like, that. Those are the sort of the options that go on. Like, that's not a good move. All right, but all of a sudden, if you walk up to the same house, but you're not alone, but you come really with the heir of the house, the son of the house owner, and all of a sudden it goes from you get shot to like, hey, you have refrigerator rights. Like, open it up, eat whatever you want. Like, if it's a big enough house, you know, you have your own room because you're there so often. Like, you become a part of the family if you come with the right invitation. And when you think about that, spiritually speaking, like, if we were to enter into the presence of God on our own, we would be like a Kleenex on the surface of the sun. I mean, we'd be incinerated in a moment. But all of a sudden, if we walk into the presence of God with the blood of Christ, by the invitation of Jesus, we are sons and we are daughters. We are heirs along with Christ. So Jesus brings us to God. Like, there is, I mean, no greater love through his dying on the cross than he does that. That's how he loves us. He brings us to God. And again, there's so much more to that. So then how do you flip that and say, okay, well, how do we love others? Well, we do whatever it takes to bring others to Jesus. We do whatever it takes to serve on life teams that create experiences and provide, you know, lessons for kids and open doors for people and give them coffee and lead them in all sorts of different ways so that they can encounter Jesus. Like, Jesus loved us by bringing us to God, and the very least we can do is sacrifice a little bit as a part of bringing people to God through faith in Jesus. And so that's really what we did on Sunday. We just one by one sort of unpacked these things, and you know, that sermon probably could have been a year long, but it's just so good to see, how did Jesus love me? How then can I fulfill his new commandment to love others in a similar way? And so that's what we talked about on Sunday, and I want to encourage you to spend some time looking at John 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, and just praying, like, Jesus, show me how you loved me, and show me how I can respond by loving others in the same way. Let's go ahead and pray to that end this morning. And once again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, a great time with your family. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Jesus, thank you for loving us completely and fully by giving yourself as a sacrifice on the cross for us. Father, I help you. I pray that you would help us see, Jesus, how you loved us. And in response, we would love others in a similar way to the best that we can. Jesus, thank you that we don't have to sacrifice ourselves, but you sacrificed for us. But there are ways that we can sacrifice, not with our lives necessarily in the way that you did, but little things, but things that make an incredible impact. Sometimes we think, oh, just serving on a Sunday morning, no big deal, but it's a tremendous deal. And because we're a part of bringing people to you, Jesus, so that you can bring them to the Father through faith and through the payment for their sins. Father, open our eyes to see and open our hearts to respond. We need you. We love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Amen.